Hello?
Oh, hello. Calling to speak with the person who handles online limits for listings for No Limit Carpet and Floor Care. Usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with by chance?
Yes, you are.
Hi, my name is Doug. And as I said, I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you doing there today?
I'm doing well.
Well, good, good. Reason I'm calling you, Local Splash is a data service provider to Google and Meta, of course, formerly Facebook, calling to speak with you about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. In other words, anytime anyone there in the greater Fresno area was doing an online search for any of the business services you provide, we would see to it you always come up on that first page. I'm sure you use Google yourself.
I do at times. Yeah,
right,
my business model doesn't depend on Google as far as getting me business. I'm by myself. Question for you, because I know people, everybody's getting hit up. There's 25 guys that sign up for this service. How are you getting all 25 of them on the first page?
Well, we don't. What we do is we work with only one business in an area at one time. In fact, that's why we're calling through are talking with you today. We have a position open within our company in your area, so we call through, we look for one, and then once we find them, we close out the area. We do not work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So that's how we do that.
So I guess my point is, so in Fresno, if you did a search, I had a guy that I was in a leads group, and I had a guy that worked with Thrive.
Right.
And he worked for Thrive. He did a search to do a presentation. He used my company.
Mm-hmm.
1,700 people identifying as carpet cleaners.
Right.
So your company does your thing. Well, what if they sign up with another company that says they're going to do the same thing? And I mean, you've got all these people buying to get on the first page of Google. And, you know, I know that you guys aren't the only ones that do this because I've been called by a bunch. That's my skepticism of it. If I'm paying money, am I losing it? Because I've really been skeptical about doing any services that have said they're going to blow up my business, because I have lost a lot of money doing it. And I just went back to doing, people want to see people again. They want people to go into their offices and stuff like that. And that's kind of how I did it. I don't have to do a model where I need 25 jobs a week either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm more of an old school guy than I am a, you know, try to do everything by the phone and the whole bit. So.
Well, certainly, you raise a lot of valid points. We've been doing this for the past 18 years, and we've seen a lot of other businesses come and go. And one reason we've been able to last as long as we have is we do put our clients on that first page, and we do keep them there month in, month out. We charge a flat rate on a monthly basis. We are a premier channel partner with Google, and as I said, we're also a data service provider to both Google and Meta. And so that's part of, you know, how we do this. And then in terms of you know, the others that are doing this, I can't speak for anyone else. I do know that I've heard a lot of horror stories, and it sounds like you've had a couple of bad.
I don't think they're horror stories. It's just that my business model has been a face-to-face business model where I get with realtors that I used to work in the real estate business. I get with property managers and people like that. I got to tell you, I haven't been thrilled about – I did a Facebook ad, and I got a lot of business from it. I'll tell you what, I haven't been thrilled about the homes I've had to go into and the expectations they've had. Refusal to pay on the – you know, because they felt for some reason they were an carpet expert when they're not, and told me, well, it should be cleaner. Well, actually, it shouldn't. You haven't cleaned the carpet in 7 years, and it doesn't really look like or from around the house that you do much housekeeping at all. You know, and just so what I do is I said, you know what? I have a lot more control over who I'm going to do business with when I'm with property managers and realtors, as opposed to, you know, the general public just calling me up out of the blue. I don't know who they are. They're negotiating, trying to, I mean, it's like Angie's List and what's the other one that they're connected with? I forgot the other
Home Advisor. Home Advisor.
Home Advisor.
They bought Angie, and now they're kind of rebranding themselves.
Well, yeah, and I've got an app that changed all of a sudden on my phone when I was part of Angie's List, and I got great reviews, but I just sit there, I look at it, and I'm like going, a guy called me and saying, hey, the last guy, though, said he would do it for $90. Like, well, why did you call me then? Why didn't you just say yes to $90? Oh, because you're waiting for me to say 70, and, you know, it's kind of crazy. So I just, the more control I have over the types of people I want to work with is me going out and dealing with those as opposed to a blanket, hey, just get anybody, if that makes sense.
Oh, it actually makes total sense. And in fact, this is the kind of people we like to work with. You have a very good online reputation. I'll say that first of all. And but just not necessarily the biggest online presence at this time. And it sounds like that has been by design.
Yeah. I don't have a website, you know, it's like I said.
Right.
The people that are, know me is that I have clients.
Mm-hmm.
I have clients literally because they referred me to somebody else. That referral will sit there and give me the code to their door. I've never met these people. I almost feel weird going in the house and cleaning the carpet and then get Venmo'd when I'm done after I lock up the house. So, you know, that's kind of where my reputation is that I've got people I've never even met willing to let me in their house. You know,
right.
And well, my business, as my neighbor said, was a sketchy business because before me, there were a lot of people that, like I said, out of 1,700 of them, there's not a lot of them that are like you want to let in your house.
Right. And we kind of get the same black eye, for SEO services as you say, sketchy businesses that are out there. The major advantage in what we do is that you become a top recommended option based on your keywords and search terms. And then you take the calls directly, no third parties, and you can pick and choose among those calls, set aside the ones you don't want and take the ones you do. We don't just turn on a tap and overwhelm you with anybody calling. We do work very closely with our clients to see to it, as you say, it would be people you want to work with. So how does that sound?
Well, it sounds good. Here's the other question that's going to be key right now because it's slow right now, and I do work on a budget. What's the cost per month to do something like this?
Because we do only work with one business in an area at one time, we like to make sure that we've got a clearly defined area. So I see that Fresno is your business address. How far out from Fresno do you prefer to work? How far out do you want people calling you?
I can go as far as, like, say, Selma. You know, so say, like, 25 miles outside of Fresno area.
Okay. And now are you working strictly residential or are you also taking on commercial properties as well?
I take on commercial as well.
Oh, okay. Because I heard you say you work with property managers.
That's what I prefer to do is the commercial because they're usually big jobs, one hit, and, you know, better money.
Right. So you want to take the bigger jobs and also, frankly, with people that are going to, as you say, handling their billing and everything professionally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. By the way, my apologies. My name again was Doug, and I did not ask your name.
It's Todd.
Hi, Todd. And Todd, you are the sole owner of the business, it sounds like.
Correct.
Right.
Sole owner,
and,
sole employee.
Oh, okay. And you also said you do not have a website, and that is by design?
Yeah, I like I said, everything that I've done is by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, to get on that first page of Google, that is something that you would need to have, and that's something that we can certainly work with you on. And again, you can craft it in such a way that it's clear who you're looking for, rather than, like you say, these household looky-loos that I want you to bring a carpet back from the dead, which is, as you know, is not something that is typically done. How does that sound?
Well, it sounds great. Is your first name Jim? Is it Jim?
Doug, that's okay. Doug. That's okay.
It's going to base down to price for right now. I might not be able to pull the trigger right now.
I see. Well, if the price...
What's that?
Well, if you like what you hear and the price is fair, do you feel you could pull the trigger today?
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you because I don't even know what a fair price for doing something like this is. I mean, a fair price may be $5,000. I would sit there and go, that's not going to work.
I can promise you it wouldn't be anything like that. Here's what I should do for you. I should get my director on the line. They're going to have that price for you. They're also going to be able to give you specific details on what we are offering. And I've put notes in here for them so that they'll understand what you're looking for. And you could also ask them any other questions you want, and they'd be able to answer them for you. Take me just a moment to get them on the line. Okay, Todd?
All right.
Okay. And just one other question I wanted to ask you. How long have you been in business as No Limit Carpet and Floor Care?
Roughly 8 years.
I'm sorry, how many?
Roughly about 8 years.
8 years, okay. And I'm going to have Nadine get on the line here, and as I say, she'll have that price for you, and she'll also be able to answer any other questions. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Todd.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Todd.